人生是一本书，每一段时光都是一段难忘的故事。
就让我们在此刻分享我们的故事。欢迎收听西雅图中文广播美国故事栏目。
美国故事栏目由高邦地产公司总裁建筑商胡秀平 Shirley Hu 冠名播出，电话425-443-5668。
Please unmute。亲爱的听众朋友们，晚上好，欢迎收听西雅图中文电台美国故事栏目，我是小袁。今天我们非常有幸的请到我们西雅图一位知名的声乐家，也是教育家啊。那么他呢是Pamela Lim， 那欢迎那个 Pam 参加我们的节目。So welcome, Miss Lim, to our program.
Thank you.Thank you very much. Nice to be here.
那我们还有两位那个Pamela 的学生是吧？一位是 Lily， 还有一位是刘兰。欢迎两位。
大家好。
那个你们最好是能够打开视频啊，就Can you turn on your video, Miss?
Yes, just a minute, please.
Thank you.我简单的介绍一下那个Pamela Miss Pamela Lim。 那么Pamela 呢，她是那个是西雅图抒情歌剧院的创始人啊，就是然后呢她得过很多很多的声乐的奖，包括帕瓦罗蒂奖，然后那个还是叫哥伦比亚，就是 Columbia Artist 啊，然后还有我获得过无数的荣誉，那么在我们西雅图呢有很大的影响力，就是特别是那个抒情歌剧院啊，就是也是在那个Pamela Miss Pamela Lim 一手创建的，所以呢，在我们这边也可以说是桃李满天下，所以。我们非常荣幸的请到那个 Pam 参加我们的节目。那I just briefly introduce Miss Pamela Lim, and she is the founder of the Lyric Opera
Theater.
In the area, and she's theAwardee of the Pavarotti Award, and she is the Columbia artist, and she got lots of awards, and she's internationally renowned artist. So we are very honored to have Miss Pamela Lim in our program, and so we have some questions, and my first question is what prepared you to come to Seattle and found the Lyric Opera Northwest?
Yes, well, I was originally from Seattle, and myself going to schoolat the Conservatory of Curtis Institute of Music in Philadelphia, and got all my training there, and sang in all over the United States, and then in Europe as well. And I always miss Seattle, though, because I have family here, and it's so beautiful, and the people are great. And so when I felt it was okay to come back, we would travel back and forth from Seattle to Europe or, you know, United States around to do our jobs. But I made this our permanent home. And then I realized there were a lot of fine singers and musicians here in the Northwest that, I felt needed help to...see what a career could be. And they just needed some place to perform, and that's why we founded the Lyric Opera Northwest, because it gave professionals and up-and-coming singers a chance to sing on a stage with a full orchestra. And so it prepared them if they wanted to go back east, because we were very lucky we got that that opportunity. That's why I started this, yes.
Yeah, that's great. 那刘兰您翻译一下。
哦，对，那潘姆老师呢就说，他实际上他是西雅图本地人，他是生长在这里的。那他之后呢，到欧洲还有世界很多的地方受训受培训。那他觉得西雅图真的是还是是一个很美丽的地方，然后最后呢还是决定回来定居。那他之后也是发现在西雅图地区呢也有很多的艺术家们他就是想，所以呢就决定成立一个这个西雅图西北抒情歌剧院，然后就是可以装备当地的这些艺术家们，就是给他们搭造一个平台这样。
That's great. So I know you have a very very long resume and a very long list of awards. So
thank you.
Can you let me know what's perhaps several most made you very proud awards?
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, I'd say the Luciano Pavarotti competition was very, very important. The Metropolitan Opera competition as well. But the Luciano Pavarotti, there were 3,000 singers from around the world. And I was, they narrowed it down to 1,000 and then down to 50 winners. And I was one of the three that they picked out of all those people. So I was asked to sing with him and in La Boheme. So that to me was the greatest honor there, to be, you know, to have to go through the whole list of levels that you had to get to that point. And Luciano Pavarotti was the most wonderful colleague and so good to young singers. I won the San Francisco auditions as well, and great exposure, and Metropolitan Opera as well. Yeah, so those were great. I had worked very hard, and it paid off. So that's it.
那个刘兰玲翻译一下，
要不然你老师来翻。
哦，我没怎么完，大概听清楚，因为我一直在掉线。就是老师大概他就是说了，他得了很多奖，大概对他一生当中影响最大的一个人就是世界顶级的歌唱家帕瓦罗蒂先生。然后他在80年代初的时候和帕罗蒂先生共同在大都会歌剧院，就是 Metropolitan Opera， 这是全世界 top one 的 Opera House。然后他得了帕瓦罗蒂声乐比赛的大奖第一名，然后他们俩共同在大都会歌剧院主演了很多部歌剧，差不多大概老师说的就是这个意思。
我来补充一点，就是说当时去参加那个叫什么歌唱比赛吧，哈，的有3000多人，有3000多人，那他是在从这3000当中脱颖而出的泰姆老师。
对对对，没错。
那个帕姆老师刚刚提到，就是帕瓦罗蒂对那个年轻的歌剧演员都非常的好，然后就是我想问一下，就是您 跟那个帕瓦罗蒂合作的经历，就是 you just mentioned Mr. Paolotti is very nice to young opera singers, and so
yes.
Can you share your experience get along with him?
He was a wonderful artist, of course. Everybody knew him worldwide, and he liked to help young singers, and he was very much very serious, though. If someone didn't come prepared, he would let them know. And so I guess I must have really worked. He noticed it, and there were several people that, you know, wanted roles, but he said, you're not ready to those people. But to me, he was ready to, you know, help me. And it was so thrilling because he was so down to earth to people that were artists and young artists up and coming. He showed the greatest respect, which he didn't have to, but because he was so important in the music world. But if he liked your artistry and your dedication, he would do anything for you. It was so nice because when I came home to take vacation, I went to visit my brother, Dr. Gar LaSalle, on Vashon Island, and Luciano called me in Vashon and wanted to know how am I doing, and he just was a wonderful colleague, just a wonderful, you know. So I'm thrilled that I got to work with him and know him. Yeah. So, yeah. It's that he's gone now, but nonetheless, he was the best.
像 Pam 老师就是说，帕瓦罗蒂是大家熟悉的、很熟知的一个非常知名的，当然是艺术家了，也是最知名的艺术家，那个音乐人。那他是说他非常乐意帮助年轻的演员，他在工作上是非常的认真，而且呢没有一点点就是大牌明星的那种架子，对他们年轻的这些青年演员也是非常的尊重。那Pam 老师还举了一个例子，说他有一次去访问他的哥哥还是弟弟哈 brother， 那他们还打电话来咨询，就是说虽然帕瓦罗蒂先生他已经过世了，但是他真的就是最棒的那一位。
May I add that
when
the auditions came in New York, I found out about them and I showed up, and there was Mr. Pavarotti sitting out in the auditorium. And I thought, oh boy, I'm going to be so scared. But then I had been trained to get in touch with the music and what the story needed to be put across. And so all of a sudden I wasn't nervous at all, because the music, I was able to walk into the music about myself. Afterwards, he called my agent and he said, he gives me goosebumps. Goosebumps are like very, very excited. And so he, I guess, saw me more as a professional. But one of the best things that a singer can do is, if they're nervous, just know your music very well and become that character that the music is asking you to do. And then it doesn't matter who's in the audience. Yeah. But I remember him calling all over saying, she gives me, makes me crazy. She sings. So that was nice. That was a nice thing.
你有说吗？
那刘兰，你说好了，老师在说那个 audition 的试镜的事情。
对对对，他试镜的时候，他说，当时那个帕瓦罗蒂在场哈，所以他非常非常紧张，那个很害怕出错这样的。但是等到是这样吧，音乐开始的时候哈，他就是进入角色以后，他就是发挥的特别特别好。然后那个帕瓦罗蒂先生也是，听完以后就是很兴奋这样子，他就是看到Pam 老师的他的那种潜质就是潜能，所以 Pam 老师的就是说，其实就是不需要紧张啊，在那个时候，当你进入到这个音乐里面的时候，所以你就可以忘掉那些，所以这个音就也就是能够比较很好的发挥吧，是吧？你应该你有什么补充？
没有没有，刘兰你说的很好。确实是，老师说的就是这个意思。
So, I learned that you are an established voice teacher in New York City, Germany, and Seattle. So,
yes.
Can you share your experience in New York City and Germany?
Oh, boy. New York City is very intense with the singers there. And by that I mean many of them want to do careers. And so you have different levels of singers you work with the talents that they have and help prepare them for the business of auditioning and so yes, there's about 60,000 singers in New York.
Wow.
Yeah. And so my job was to train people if they had technical problems, show them how to get past any vocal problems and how to present themselves in auditions. So many of them were so successful, and a lot of them went to the conservatories too, and you know, all the big conservatories, and some went to Europe as well. Now in Europe, you have language, different language techniques, or you know, where you learn that maybe if they're singing in German, you have to make sure that, you know, the language doesn't get caught, make you get caught in the throat. And some of the languages over there would sometimes, you know, get strangled if they were trying to do a beautiful phrase. And German is a tough language to sing with. But so when I was in Bremen, I noticed all kinds of techniques were coming through. One of the best singers that came, well, my husband, Craig Nim, he was a wonderful baritone there. But also there was a tenor that came from Milan. And the difference between the Milan singer as opposed to the German singer, the Milano singer had a real legato and open sound. And, you know, it was real interesting to see the differences. But, I was there. I must have a pretty good ear to know how to unlock these things. But those were professional, semi-professional people. I work with young people as well and train them from this. I've started sometimes with people 10, 11 years old, and they're doing really well. Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah.
那在纽约的时候，潘姆老师他主要是他觉得在纽约的那个地方那个竞争很激烈。他说在纽约有大约有60,000个。那些歌唱家或者是就学生他教的， 所以他负责呢是教导他们发声，就是怎么样把声音送出来这样。对，所以在欧洲呢是会有一些不同，因为语言的主要是他就是帮助他们处理这个，因为有些语言是唱，就唱歌的时候，特别是唱歌剧的时候，可能是他是发声会有一些阻碍这样子。他比如说是德语，就不是一个很容易唱的那个一个语言，所以说他还举了一个例子，就是比如说是从米兰来的这样的，用米兰的一个歌唱家一个男低音，或者他是和在德国的那个的一个男低音好了，或者是什么，他们的唱法是不一样的。那因为意大利语它就会比较流畅，但是德语呢就会有些不同。那他教的学生当中，大多数是专业的，那也有一些是很年轻的，有些才十几岁、二十几岁，但是他们的都是基础很好的。
May I add that?
Sure.
Came back to Seattle.
Yes.
The Chinese community.I was so surprised at the of talent here in the Chinese community. And one big treasure is Nini Wang.
Oh,
she to me, you know, I said, you know, I think you could really take off and do very well in opera. She said, okay, I think I'll try. And she's just taken off, an incredible artist.And I'm so proud of her. Beautiful singer, great actress. And so, you know, it's wonderful to see people launched like that. We brought a couple tenors from China to be in our shows, too. And they were terrific, too. And yeah, it's just been fun. But the Chinese community, they're dedicated. They're very diligent in how they work.Which I appreciate a lot. You know, they don't waste time and they work very hard. So just wanted to say that.
潘老师说他回到西雅图以后真的是尤其是在中国的这个圈子里面，他是发现了有很多很有才华的这个歌者。那王妮妮就是Pam 老师特别得意的一个学生，所以当时妮妮在跟老师学的时候，她就发现这是一个非常有潜能的，就是特别优秀的一个学生，然后就问他说你愿不愿意来，就是好像参加这种歌剧演出这样的，然后他就成为了这个歌剧院里面一个非常出色的这样的一个女高音歌唱歌剧歌唱家。对，那他也提到说中国人真的是我们就是有就是很好学而且很努力，这是给了他印象很深刻的。
Let's have a commercial break. Yeah. Thank you.
This is Alternative Talk, 1150 AM, KKNW Seattle, and KNUC 98.9 HD3 Seattle.
现在是美国西部时间晚上10点整。这里是西雅图中文电台。
The views expressed on this program are those of the host, guest, and callers, and are not necessarily those of KKNW, its management, or other advertisers. This program is sponsored by Chinese Radio Seattle.
声声有情。
1150 AM, 西雅图中文电台。
这里是您的信息中心。
这里是您的心灵港湾。
这里是您的精神家园。
西雅图华人自己的中文电台。
朋友们也可以在网上收听我们的节目，收听网址是 ChineseRadioSeattle.com，
也可以通过智能手机下载 Chinese Radio Seattle 或者西雅图中文电台 App 来收听我们的节目。
我们的高清调频频道是 FM98.9 Channel 3。
我们的微信平台、新浪微博和 Facebook 账号都是 Chinese Radio Seattle。
葡萄、中秋月饼上市了，华人生鲜网上超市无疑，蔬菜水果、肉蛋海鲜、米面零食全都有，网上采购不出门，新鲜送上门。美心、奇华、稻香村中秋月饼选择多多，舟山带鱼、鲜活波士顿龙虾、北京烤鸭、猫山王榴莲、日本网红乐涛芝士蛋糕等更多选择尽在无疑，新用户首单立减$10，上网搜索 WEEE 或华人生鲜第一站，特价优惠天天有，赶快下单吧。西雅图公共图书馆现在通过电话和在线方式为您提供求职和失业救济的一对一帮助，请通过访问 www.spl.org/yournextjob-zh 寻求中文帮助。我们无法回答有关已向就业安全局提出的任何失业补助的问题。
餐饮、
娱乐、
招聘、
交友、
买房、
投资、
演出，
请找西雅图中文电台。
中文电台广告使您梦想成真，最低收费每月仅仅$100，就有机会使您的生意或者活动家喻户晓。
赶快行动吧！广告热线206-619-8698，206-619-8698，
或者发 email 到 crsradio@gmail.com。
欢迎回到我们每周三的美国故事栏目。那么我们今天非常有幸的请到知名的歌剧演唱家啊，就是Miss Palm， 那么还有他的学生王妮妮，还有那个刘兰作为我们的翻译啊，那我们非常感谢Miss Palm Lim 来参加我们的节目。那么就是Palm 呢非常的了不起啊，他就是获得了帕瓦罗蒂奖，然后呢也是西雅图就西北抒情歌剧院的那个创始人。那我们刚刚呢也是有幸的领略了那个Palm 女士她的一些经历，就是包括获奖啊，跟那个帕瓦罗蒂共处啊，然后还在纽约跟欧洲任教的经历。那刚刚呢就是Palm也刚刚也提到了，就是他父亲啊还也提到他丈夫，所以呢我们很想就知道就是在生活当中就对他影响比较大的人，就说 Miss Palm, you just mentioned your father and your husband, so we just wondered in your career, in your life, who has the biggest influence to you?
Well, I think my father and his father, they were all singers. By the way, my name actually, it is Casella, is my professional name. And my married name is Nim, but Pamela Casella Nim. And so I was in a household of tenors from Italy.And so my father and his father, they sang in Europe. And so I was surrounded by this art form that was incredible. I didn't know at an early age I was going to actually do that. But I received a scholarship right out of high school to...an all-scholarship conservatory called Curtis Institute of Music. And even though I went through the 4 years, it wasn't until I got on the stage in some scenes that I realized I could do this. But yeah, my father didn't teach me. It was one of those things where some parents do, but he didn't teach me.I just grew with these sounds and knew how to make them myself. And, but just, I'm grateful that, history of, you know, starting to listen to Neapolitan songs, where all the tenors were singing with this beautiful phrasing. And, it went into my soul. And, before you know it, I was a singer too.I'd say that's the best influence right there.
那Pam 老师他说他和他先生的父亲都曾经是男高音歌唱家，他们以前在欧洲的时候，那Pam 老师也是就是从小 就受熏陶受影响，所以他是拿全奖学金进入的那个柯蒂斯音乐学院。他说起来说他父亲其实并没有教他怎样唱歌，但是他就是感恩的，就是就是那时候那个音乐的氛围的那种熏陶给了他有很大的影响，他的对于他成长成一个歌者是一个很大的影响。
太好了啊。Pam 老师，就是您呢也是就是哥伦比亚那个艺术家，然后呢就是然后就创建了这个西北抒情歌剧院，然后你能介绍一下就是西北抒情歌剧院创建以来的历程吗？就是 So we know that you are a Colombian artist and then you founded the Lyric Opera Northwest in 2005, right? And it's only 15 years, and can you introduce the development road of Lyric Opera Northwest?
Yes. It will soon be called Bellevue Opera, but right now, because we're doing a lot of our shows in Bellevue, but Lyric Opera is what we founded. And again, it stemmed from having many students that had wanted opportunities to be on stage. And if they were good enough, dedicated enough, and we put our time into training them. But, it wasn't just a training company. It became a real professional venue because we mixed it, had professional singers come from back east to join the cast. So you saw all kinds of people in these shows. It's largely a miracle because our first show was a huge success, Carmen. And I had one of my colleagues come that I sang with many times, who was the epitome of a Carmen. She was from Lima, Peru. And what an actress, what a singer. But she was in our show, and we had packed audiences. And so we've been very lucky. Also, we noticed that people, I was renting this rehearsal space, Gilbert and Sullivan rehearsal space, and I came in to check the space and how many people it could fit. And the gentleman working on the set said, "We're breaking this set down. Would you like it? Would you like to take our set so we don't have to take it to the dump, because they would have to break it up." And so I said, "Yes, I'll take the set." Didn't know where I was going to put it, but we got the set for Madame Butterfly from them. And a lot of companies, they exchange like costumes. And we have run this company very efficiently. It's amazing what you can do. Now, of course, we always have donations because you can't just rely on ticket sales. We found that out, but always have succeeded. And it's become such a professional company, really. We're doing really well. And sometimes it's more professional than some of the things I see that they didn't put the time in. But this is really, we rehearsed the people themselves, or we did. Now we're breaking it out and having other people rehearse them. But I stage direct, I've been stage directing the show since 2005. So it's amazing because as a singer, I never knew that business. I just walk into the show and present my work in the character But then when I had to be on the other side of the fence and direct shows, I saw what companies go through. And I think it's really a wonderful opportunity, a journey that we've taken. And I think a lot of the West Coast singers, not just Seattle, but West Coast singers have benefited greatly. Yep. I hope.
对，我也不知道，他是说他在教学生的这个过程当中，就是培养了很多的学生，他们就变得很非常的专业。那他就是搭建一个平台，让这样的学生呢有机会，就是啊可以出演啊。所以他说，在这个整个这个歌剧院，从第一部开始。他觉得就是一个神，都是一个是神迹，从第一部歌剧，他说好像记得是 Carmen 是吧？然后我不知道他说这个女演员是怎么样，然后就从场地排练呐、啊，服装啊，就是有人就是他们就是演出完了不要的，就问你们要吗？他们就都收下来，是这些。所以就是变得很方便，对于他们来说，对于一开始，都是很大的帮助，所以也真的是很感恩，他们老师他本身原来是歌手，所以他也不太懂得经营，但是公司这个歌剧院经过了这个嘛15年，的经营，然后这当中的演员歌手。也是包括了整个西岸的歌手，不仅仅是西雅图当地的，所以一些优秀歌手都有参与。他觉得是一个非常怎么说，非常 amazing 的这个事情，对，就是很成功，非常成功，公司办的歌剧院办的非常成功，而且非常专业。
I might stress that because we sang internationally in Europe and New York, we made many, many friends with outstanding artists, and they've come out to be in our shows. Because I think everybody can benefit from watching professionals, how they move, how they phrase, and so forth. So we've been very lucky having Metropolitan Opera singers in our shows, along with some of the local people too.And so I like to mix it up, so it's not just all local, but bring in some international artists. So.
就是西北抒情歌剧院，就是和世界各地的优秀的那个演员都有合作，不仅仅是当地的。他提到，特别是还有那个大都会的歌剧演员也有参与这个西北歌剧院的。
We have another break, so.
西雅图中文电台需要您的支持。如果您曾经听到过西雅图中文电台的节目，如果您曾经在西雅图中文电台网站或者微信平台上读到过我们的报道，如果您参加过中文电台举办的演出或者其他活动，请您支持我们。西雅图中文电台是由非营利组织西雅图华人广播协会支持的，大多数的主持人多年来义务为西雅图以及全球的华人提供精神食粮，请您向具有 501c3 免税资格的西雅图华人广播协会捐款，捐款的 PayPal 账号是 scbaseattle@gmail.com， 捐款电话206-619-8698 206-619-8698。西雅图中文电台感谢您的支持。
Crossings TV、Comcast 有线电视、Xfinity 152台，为西雅图华人观众送上豪华中文电视节目大餐。东方新闻、凤凰卫视新闻、非诚勿扰、一站到底、芝麻开门，每天还有精彩电视剧和更多资讯和娱乐节目，请记得收看 Crossings TV、Comcast 有线电视、Xfinity 152台。查询详细节目信息，请访问 www.crossingstv.com。
欢迎回到我们西雅图中文电台美国故事栏目的节目现场。那我们今天的嘉宾呢是著名的就是声乐家，就是Miss Pam Casilla Lim， 就是 So Casilla your professional name。
sure
那我们知道就是Miss Pam Casilla name is very well known, and she performed almost all over the United States, including San Francisco, San Diego, Portland, Houston, Dallas, Pittsburgh, Los Angeles, Boise, Sacramento, Vancouver, Canada, Anchorage, Alaska, mm-hmm. and American Opera Center.
Right.
At the Juilliard. So, so can you share with us? I think you, after you got so many awards and you are really famous in the circle and to the public. Yeah, so your experience of the performance all over the United States and many
yeah.
countries.
Yes. You learn to, whatever may be happening in your life, you have a performance to do. And you learn to, if you're traveling to an area where the snow is 6 feet high, you still have to perform. And you learn to just roll up your sleeves and do a great job and move on to the next place. But I've been lucky because I've seen all of the United States, really. The only place I didn't go was Hawaii. I almost did, but I was busy with something else. But so you see... the different levels of different companies and how they operate, and it's hard work though. You have to stay very healthy. I was on a bus touring Madame Butterfly, and the instrumentalists were on the bus as well, and they were all sick. And so all the singers were worried that they were going to get sick too. But one doctor said, if you take vitamin A and vitamin D and calcium, magnesium, you can stop sore throat or whatever. And sure enough, I started to get a sore throat, and I remembered what he said, and I was fine all the way through. You know, you have to also not stay too late, not party, stay away from smoke, don't talk too much, which is hard for me because I like to talk. But, you know, it's common sense. If you have one time, I have to tell you a funny story. I was in La Boheme on tour, and they hired me to do not only Mimi, the main role, but Musetta as well. For when I didn't do Mimi, the next night I would be doing Musetta. The other two girls were doing a Mimi, and the other one did a Musetta. Well, both of them got sick. Both girls got sick, which meant that somebody had to sing their roles. And I found myself all of a sudden singing both roles in one show. I had to do Act 1, Mimi, and then Act 2, Musetta, and then Act 3, Mimi, and I forget who I was by the fourth act, because they were changing my wig and my outfit so quickly. You know, I had to adjust to different characters, and that was the funniest experience I ever had on stage. And but it saved the day. And I, you know, you just learn about yourself what you can accomplish. Madame Butterfly, stamina-wise, If you're singing well, you're fine. If you're not, then you can do damage because it's a very heavy role. So I learned that my technique was quite capable. I was quite reliable to be able to go three nights a week on tour, and it's a wonderful experience. But the only thing I would have liked to stay a little bit longer in some of the places because they were quite lovely. But I always wanted to come back to the Northwest. It's just gorgeous here. So we don't realize how lucky we are to be living here. So that was my experience, doing my job.
That's wonderful.
Yeah. Yes, it was. And I hope you have to love the business. You have to love the music and just plunge into what that composer wrote. What was he establishing in his writing? What theme was he presenting? Music has a language of its own. And a lot of people don't tap into that, though. But I'm very fortunate to have been given this gift. Very fortunate.
Pam 老师就是说，对，在出演的时候呢，不管是你的环境是如何，你都是要去演出的。他说，哪怕雪下了很厚很厚，你也还是要去。任何的环境，那所以呢，就要求演员，那他曾经在全美，所有的几乎所有的大剧场，他都有演过。那他就是说作为一个歌者呢，那他就是所以要保持健康，这是一个条件，你不能生病。他记得他曾经在演剧的时候，有一个剧全剧组的人都生病了，所以他就很紧张那当时医生就告诉他维生素 A 呀 D 呀，还有那些可以帮助提高免疫力所以他就是吃了这些维生素，然后对，所以他演出成功，就是没有生病。然后那个还有他就是提到，那作为一个歌剧演员，你不能够熬夜不能够参加 party 就是演出前夕或者演出期间嘛，也不能够多说话，这个对他来说是有点困难，因为他是个爱说话的人。那他还提到，就是说曾经在一个是咪咪，还有一个是什么 Musette 是什么剧啊？
艺术家的生涯。
好，艺术家的生涯，这两个剧，同时那个两个女主角都病了，所以说他要就是要顶替他们扮演两个角色，所以他可能三点钟在演这个，然后六点钟又演另外一个角色，所以他就是在两个角色之间就是一直在换来换去的，所以是很困难。对，那他觉得他的技巧其实还是他的发声声乐技巧还是对他就是对他的这个有帮助，可以克服一些比较困难的这种时刻，就所以他可以应付那种一周什么三连续三个晚上的那种巡演。他情愿是
I wanted to say that our experience of starting the Lyric Opera Quest, we realized the young people need experience. Kids from 8 years old have been in our shows, many shows. If you look on LONWCC.org, you will see a presentation of what we're doing for them, opening a choir that in which we work every Saturday online to train these kids from age 5 to 17. And what we're doing is, while we're in lockdown, we are preparing them for concerts when things start to open up. But not only that, we're presenting the show, the musical, Broadway musical, Oliver. And Oliver has a lot of children in it. And so when things open up, it'd probably be next fall that we'll produce that, followed by Madame Butterfly, Magic Flute, and Hansel and Gretel. But Oliver, there are so many opportunities for young people. If they want to be part of that show, they need to get in touch with us, because we will have several shows of that, probably at the Moore Center, the Main Power Center, and also in Federal Way, the new Performing Arts Center there, where we could present Oliver. And the last show that we did in 2010, there were about 22 children in that. And it's a great show, great new Broadway musical, and it's full orchestra, costume, and everything. So yeah, we feel like we have to train the youth to get experience too. My students who came to me at 10, now they're about 15, they're winning contests all over the place. And so they're ready in a few years to go. So they've got so much experience now. So anyway, I just thought I'd tell you about that part of it, because the youth is what we're concentrating on as well. So, yeah.
我想就是潘姆老师就是提到说他觉得培养下一代年轻人很重要，就是把他们的经验传授给那些年轻人。那他现在在星期六online 有一个是什么教学生的一个 program 是教那些5到7岁的孩子的那他希望说明年的秋天等这个我们这个疫情都过去以后，都开放以后，那他们就会有一些的演出，这样，他觉得他那些学生也需要这样的经验被教导。
好，我们其实时间有限啊，所以就是不知不觉就到了节目的尾声了。今天，非常非常有幸的请到Pamela Casilla Lim。Miss Pamela Casilla Lim to come to our show. Time is flying, and we are at the end of the interview, and we are really honored to have you on our program on the air. And wrap up the program, can you say something to the young, I think perhaps students, youth, or children who loves singing or opera, and if they have such a dream or talent, what can they do?
Oh, yes. You know, you can't force music on person, but you can expose them to what possibilities are there. We've had summer camps where we show them how to become a character, and all of a sudden these very shy children, they just can't get enough of it. And they may never, we don't know if they're going to have careers or want them, but it gives them a training to be brave enough to show your heart and show your talent. And if you know, there's some young people that don't understand it, and so, maybe they'll get close to it, but this is one of the best ways, is to get them involved and learn, show them how to present themselves, even when they have to give a speech at school. This helps them, because they get over themselves and they have the product to deliver. All of a sudden, I've seen very, very, as I said, shy children really coming out of themselves and having fun. By all means, if you have talent, certainly come to show us, because we are here to help the Northwest or anybody who wants to try, because it was so rich for us. It was our experience was so incredibly beautiful, and I just want to spread it to everybody, just that this is a possibility. They can actually do this, and go for your dream. That's what it's all about.
Thank you.
Welcome. Thank you for having me, though.
潘老师想跟年轻人讲的呢，就是说，让他们可以勇敢的去展示自己的才华，就作为他们呢是给他们提供这样的，给年轻人提供这样的机会。那他也遇到过一些很内向的孩子，经过锻炼呢就变得很就是很会去展示自己啊。对，那他最后就是勇敢的鼓励大家，就是追求你们的梦想。
Thank you, Ms. Pam, and thank you for, 谢谢妮妮还有刘兰，thank you for coming to our interview, and I hope you have a very bright tomorrow, both for you and Lily Coppola.Northwest.
Thank you. Thank you. It's an honor to be here. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Okay.
美国故事栏目由高邦地产公司总裁、建筑商胡秀平 Shirley Hu 冠名播出，电话4254435668。